This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you're connecting with us. Welcome. It is 11/12/2018. You are in the right place. Ladies and gentlemen, so glad to have you on the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm Daniel Brigman. It's, again, I'm so glad to be with you. Yesterday was Veterans Day. It was, inspirational in a lot of ways, all the demonstrations. But if you have the opportunity, we'd really encourage you at the Power Hour to heed the plea of Dr. Rocky. If you remember, he talked about veterans and health, all the things that they're dealing with health-wise, not only just getting to the VA, but, you know, if they're going to try to get their rights or get their rights as far as the care that they need and deserve and were promised. When they laid it on the line, they promised they were going to get taken care of if something went wrong. Well, they're not. So please heed the if you really want to celebrate Veterans Day, we encourage you, if you have the opportunity, if you know somebody, you know, a veteran, you know, maybe just ask them, hey, do you need a ride to the VA? Do you need help filling out some forms or something like that? It's daunting when you don't feel good then to fight and to deal with what they're dealing with. So we're very excited to support Dr. Rocky. It was a great interview at the end of last week to have him on. You can go back and check that out. So happy Veterans Day again to all our veterans. The broadcast for about an hour and a half of the show, we're going to have Brent Johnson back on. He's from Freedom Bound International. One of the things we're going to talk about, which I think is really important, is the character of freedom. What does that mean? And in this world that we're living in, and every day we get news that just disturbs our heritage, our background, who we are, and threatens it. And so we'll talk about that in context with Brent from Freedom Bound International, and also different tools or different ways of options that you can maybe not cheat the system. You're not cheating the system. Back away from the system. Get away from this system that is more encroaching. By the week, by the month, by the day sometimes. We're going to do news up until then, a lot of big news stories, of course. You know, I don't know if we're any closer today. I guess time-wise we are, yeah, but are we any closer today to really knowing who won the election, the Arizona election, some of the state elections? Are we any closer today than we were the last time we talked to you 3 days ago? I don't know. Do you trust any of these things? It's very interesting that... And I'm of the firm belief that everything's going to be brought to light, or not everything, but, you know, all these things that we've believed or seen or maybe don't see, they're going to be put in our face, and we're going to be forced to make a choice. What are we going to do about it? It's obvious that chicanery is going on, especially Florida, and it's been going on. I mean, she defied court order after court order. Supposedly, the governor ordered all ballots to be seized, so at least they couldn't keep adding ballots to them. And supposedly, from what I can tell, that lady down there with the bug-eyed white hair, she refused. She's not going to do it. The police were ordered, and the police didn't do it. You see why? Now you start to see why sheriffs are so much more important than police. There were no police at the beginning of our country. Police owe their jobs and what have you. They're appointed by the mayor or the municipalities or the cities, what have you, right? A sheriff is elected. So if a sheriff, at least there's some continuity with the will of the people. At least there's some connection to the will of the people. Police, there isn't. Do you see that? That's important. So supposedly we've heard that the orders went down, hey, we want all ballot seized, which at this point is more than appropriate with the history and everything that's gone on down there. Let's seize all the ballots and then let's deal with them. And then the police, nope, we're not going to do it because their loyalty is to the cities there in Broward, their jobs on the line, what have you, not necessarily to the people. You see that? It's very interesting and frightening at the same time. Let's go to another state, New Mexico. This is from G. Edward Griffin's website, and you haven't heard much about this. In New Mexico, another Democrat wins congressional seat after 8,000 votes were found in a warehouse. I'm not making this up. And again, I feel almost paranoid that I'm put in positions to defend Republicans. We're not Democrat Republican here, but I mean, goodness, this has to be called out. Republican Yvette Harrell, she campaigned for the 2nd Congressional District on a Trump-like platform, pro-border wall, speaking about illegal immigration, and appeared alongside Vice President Mike Pence and White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway. Harrell is refusing to concede as she claims that an hour after some media outlets called the race and she gave her victory speech, the Secretary of State's office called and said they had magically found more ballots that had not been counted. She said about an hour and a half later, the office said there were an additional 4,000 ballots. So more additional four, so 8,000 total that they just magically found after the race was called. Why are, you know, the question just logically, if I landed from Mars, the question would be, why is it that every time this occurs here in the last, at least that I can remember, in this election cycle, every single time it's a Democrat all of a sudden stealing the win or getting the win at the last moment on some magical ballots found? We thought the vote total was this, but wait a minute, there's more. So if I came from Mars, I came down, immediately I would say, wow, that's odd, wouldn't you? California Republicans face more potential losses as late ballots erase leads. Again, from G. Edward Griffin, several California Republicans who appear to have held on to their congressional seats on Election Day saw their leads narrowed or reversed as late ballots continued to be counted, almost uniformly helping Democrats. Donald Trump. What does he say about this? Out of Breitbart, President Donald Trump expressed skepticism about a recount in Florida. Yeah, you think? You think you're skeptical about a recount in Florida? He says at this point that it is impossible conduct a fair tally. Quote, an honest vote count is no longer possible. Ballots massively infected. Must go with election night. That's what his Twitter handle said. The recount of the midterm election vote has already started with a deadline for results on Thursday, which is, what's that, 10 days, 9 days after the actual election? And what he's talking about is infected. There's so many ballots that were, you know, the election commission would see a ballot that say, wow, this looks fishy or something's wrong with this ballot. Then they'd outright throw that ballot away and fill out a new ballot. I'm not making this up. So there's ballots like that mixed in with this that they're not even the original ballots. They've been, and this lady Snipes, you know, I called her a lunatic. She sent me off the edge when she started claiming the victim card. You know, why would you suspect me? Why would you ever blame me? Why are you coming down on hard on me? Really, lady? Are you serious? You were, 2 years ago, you already destroyed ballots. It's becoming old news. Are we going to accept it? What happens? It's already clear. You know, at what percentage are you sure? You know, what percentage with certainty can I make the statement that there's already been massive cheating? We had James McCanney on here, who's a tier one scientist. Statistical analysis is an expert at it. Saw the voting tally of just a few of the races that he looked at the day after the election. He said there is no question. It's almost a statistical impossibility. You almost got better odds. Go fill out a lottery ticket. You almost have better odds of winning the lottery in some cases than this being legitimate, these statistics that he's seeing. Counties going all Republican, heavy Republican, all except one race. When does that ever happen? With what certainty can we say, sit here and say, this has been a massively, massively fraudulent election? What percentage would you agree? And then, you know, I've heard people say, well, there's not any evidence. Any evidence? Really? In Florida, the law is 12 hours after the all ballots have to be in 12 hours after the election. All ballots. Up to 40, 50, 60 hours later, they're finding ballots. Ballots are in rented cars. They're in U-Haul trucks coming up. Rented U-Haul trucks. What's the problem? You know, when you buy a painting, if I buy a Picasso, and then somebody's on the street and says, here, I'll sell you this knockoff, or I'll sell you this Picasso. It's only $500,000. You know, it's like, wow, it should be worth like $10 million. No, I'm desperate. I need the money. I'll sell it to you for $500,000. What's the first thing that you ask for? Provenance. How did you get this? Where did this come from? How is it connected back to Pablo Picasso? President Trump is 100% right. At this point, with the either incompetence or fraudulent, just flat-out cheating that's going on. Either one, it's one or the other, or some combination and mixing of the two. Whatever that combination is, it's almost impossible to know what the vote tally is at this point. Almost impossible to truly know what it is. You know, as Lindsey Graham said the other day, I thought was hilarious that he was commenting on this. Going through life incompetent and deceitful is no way to live. I thought that was funny. I think it applies here in Florida. Moving off the votes, in the Gaza Strip, Gaza mortar slam into Israeli bus as 100 missiles unleash. Major war is coming, supposedly out of Zero Hedge. Wow, there's been a huge uptick in rocket fire out of Gaza on today following a dramatic Israeli special forces raid 3 kilometers into Gaza territory. We're going to be keeping an eye on that. There's this talk about war coming. War, just more war. Doesn't matter if it's Republicans or Democrats, who's in office, there's just war. And where is Donald Trump's plea to get us out of the Middle East? Where's that? Let's see that happen. Out of the Mirror, Theresa May, quote, has 48 hours to get Brexit deal as crisis take talks drag on to 3 a.m. Theresa May has just 48 hours to get this deal, reports declare today amid a new warning she could be toppled. Talks between top UK and EU officials ran to almost 3 in the morning in Brussels, and the Prime Minister will summon her cabinet tomorrow to discuss new plans. May's official spokesman declared today, quote, there remain significant issues to resolve. We want to make progress as soon as possible. No deal Brexit plans costing billions of pounds have start being enacted within days. Otherwise, they won't be ready by exit day on March 29th of next year. Yet talks are still deadlocked over a backup plan to extend EU customs rules across UK if there's no deal to keep the Irish border open. More news on the other side for a few minutes, and then Brent Johnson will be joining us. Very interesting conversation about the character and nature of freedom. What does that mean? Important, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. Cannabisstocks.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a story that kind of typifies what we've seen over the last, since 9/11. This kind of typifies what's been going on in America from Free Thought Project. As the U.S. spent $1.5 million a day to quote-unquote fight Afghan heroin production, heroin output quadrupled. God almighty. You know, the war on drugs, and then drugs go more, the war on cancer, cancer goes more, war on illiteracy, we just get dumber, we can't read, you know, war on poverty, people get poor. You see, you don't fight things like, I'm going to fight cancer. You don't fight cancer, you promote the other. That's what we're trying to do, liberty with our country. We don't want to fight this counterfeit, we want to promote liberty, or promote the Bill of Rights, promote the Declaration of Independence, inject us with that. And then the other will just disappear. You don't fight it. You fight it, it just gives it more energy. Certainly when it comes to Afghan heroin production, that is the case. OPEC, quote, do whatever it takes, end quote, to balance the oil market. The OPEC is apparently freaking out because the United States is now leading the world in oil production, and it's destabilizing the markets for OPEC, and really their control. That's really what that means when they're destabilizing the markets. From the Liberty Beacon, here's an interesting thought. The best way to honor war veterans is to stop creating them. Let's stop fighting wars all over the world. That's a great thought. The Congress is bracing for high-drama lame duck sessions. Of course, they'll be fighting over different leadership positions. Will Nancy Pelosi be Speaker of the House? Will she not? You know, whatever. You know about all that. This is an interesting, so more than just interesting. This is, I think, a pretty big story. Europe should become, quote, an empire, says French finance minister. Then Macron, of course, came out about the nation state is an enemy. They want an army for the EU so that anybody wants to leave, basically the army can march in and take over, basically some type of empire. This is, again, typical of the worldwide movement towards freedom, towards independence, towards nationality, nationalism. You know, do you believe that reporter? Did you see the reporter in the White House presser asking Donald Trump about nationalism and then equating that with white supremacy? Well, that sounds a lot like you're supporting white supremacy. Or she made the correlation. She basically called the president a white supremacist. She all but put a Ku Klux Klan hat on him. Well, Macron's saying the same thing, that the enemy is nationalism. Enemy to what? You see, this is symbolic. Not symbolic. That's the wrong word, because it's not just symbolism. It's metaphorically of the much bigger fight. You know, the globalism versus nationalism. Collectivism versus individualism. Individuality. The Declaration of Independence versus the United Nations Charter on Human Rights. This is all playing out right now, ladies and gentlemen. And the overriding principle that is getting forgotten in this is, who are you? Are you a divinely created being, or aren't you? Are you a talking cow? Are you cattle? Remember, legal dictionaries in the 1800s defined human as a beast, a monster. And that mankind, is something different. So are you a human? You know, legally, are you chattel? Are you something to be leaned, to be bartered, and controlled by these global interests, corporate fascist government interests? That's what all these discussions are. Everyone that we just talked about, these are big, big deals. So what are you? Should the nation state be swallowed up by a collective, overarching, unelected ruling body of people who know better than you? What does that sound like to you? Does that not sound like Satan's plan? God gave us freedom. God gave us agency. And then Lucifer wanted to take that agency. Is that not the exact same thing? And we call ourselves Christians. So these discussions aren't political discussions. These are high, high level, deep, deep spiritual core discussions of who you are and the meaning of your life. Is the Declaration of Independence in force? Will it be in force? Does it mean anything to you? Or does the EU and the United Nations pull sway over your life, your inheritance, your will? Because that's what it means. Your will is going to be backseat to them. That's the fight is on right now. Whether you're in it or not. See, now I use that word fight again. So we don't want to fight against those things. We want to promote the other. And then the EU and the UN will disappear. So that's the great push that we've tried to make here on the Power Hour. It's very important, and every person's own individual decision will sway in this. How do you use super glue for first aid? There's a great article on the Power Hour of the news. How do you use super glue for first aid? So keep that in your first aid kit. Too much caffeine may stress the heart, and the WHO maps dangerous misuse of antibiotics, antibiotic-resistant strains. Stay tuned. Brent Johnson, thepowerhour.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said in a tweet on Monday that he hopes Saudi Arabia and OPEC don't cut oil production hours after the Saudi energy minister indicated that the country would reduce its output next month. In that same tweet, the president also said that oil prices should be much lower based on supply. Fires in northern and southern California are expected to continue at least through Wednesday, with the winds staying as gusty as they are and sometimes reaching near hurricane-force winds. So far, 31 people have died. This woman lost her home in Paradise, California.
It's extremely heartbreaking, I think, for everybody, especially if people suffering from not knowing, and that's probably the hardest place to be in.
Veterans Day was Sunday, but it is being observed by the federal government today, so that means no mail, banks will be closed, and all the federal offices and buildings will be closed as well. Stan Lee, comic book mastermind behind the Incredible Hulk and Superman, died today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
I'd like to remind everybody about our specials over at the Power Mall. Of course, the lithium balance, the lithium orotate is all on sale. Also, Sherry Rogers will be here this week. Alpha lipoic acid R, the Krill Miracle, Vitamin E, Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail Mix, and phosphatidylcholine that she recommends are all at the Power Mall, all on sale, 10% off in honor of her coming on. Also remind you of gift certificates, a great gift for people for the holidays, what have you, birthdays, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Of course, remind you of the new frequency 9980, 4 to 5 Central every day that we are on. It's now live, new frequency 9980 on shortwave. All that at the Power Mall. And we're going to have some... another special that I'll announce here probably tomorrow or so. But those, everything's on sale. Those things that we mentioned, please support us, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. We need your support. We deserve your support. You need these products. We don't get the George Soros check. This is your show, your broadcast, funded completely by your energy and your dollars. So thank you so much for your purchases and your donations and what have you. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Our next guest, we're very happy to bring him on. Been on a couple times before, a few times actually, with Joyce and with myself. He has had a 25-year history of doing this, radio shows and whatnot, teaching people. He is regarded as the number one expert on sovereignty in the world, what that means. And very important is website freedomradio.us, freedomradio.us. He is Brent Johnson. We're very happy to have him on. Brent, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. It's absolutely a pleasure. I really enjoyed the shows I do with the Power Hour. I've always have from way back when Joyce was doing it. I've always enjoyed the show. So thank you for having me.
Well, very good. We're going to get into some deep things about sovereignty and freedom, and I'm sure if anybody has a question, they can email support@powerhournation.com. Feel free to or call 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If we have time, we should, we can get you on talking to Brent. There's a disturbing story that broke last week I want to bring up to you, because we talk about theory. When it's sovereignty, there's a lot of theory, things in law that we look at, and then we find ways to, we want to be free. And so to apply those. Here's something in a real world application that's going on that's a disturbing trend we're seeing, and I wanted to bring it to your attention and kind of get your comment. It's called the Red Flag Law in Maryland. Maryland is, now, if your sister says you drink too much, or your sister doesn't like that you have, 45 pistols in your house, your sister can now go to the judge and say, my brother needs his guns taken away. And the judge will say, sure, okay, we'll go do it, ma'am. Against the Fifth Amendment, against the Sixth and Seventh Amendment. And the case Gary Willis has become the first casualty of this new quote unquote law. It's not a law at all, it's a statute. And they went to his house, supposedly a scuffle ensued over the guns, and the police shot him dead. I kind of wanted to get your opinion and your response to that situation.
Okay, well, first, I don't know the details. Like you said, something happened. I don't know the details, but I can tell you this, okay, that what the police did, they did because they are trained to do that. So if the guy, for example, fired a firearm at police, they're trained to kill him, okay? And I'm not saying he did that because I don't know what happened, okay? But as a general rule, the police, who are just bureaucrats, are the product of their training. Now, having said that, okay, the problem with the law is obvious. There's no due process. It violates several of the Bill of several articles of the Bill of Rights. So there's two answers here. The legal answer is that somebody, maybe an organization like Judicial Watch, possibly the ACLU, though I'm not a fan of theirs. But somebody needs to raise a lawsuit challenging, maybe a member of Congress, I don't know, the state Congress. Somebody needs to challenge this law on its constitutionality. Okay, that's the proper solution. Now, it's very possible that will happen. Okay. Maybe the NRA. Okay. Again, I'm not that much of a fan of them, but, possibly them. Possibly Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Okay. There are a number of organizations out there that are equipped to be able to challenge the constitutionality of this law. Okay. So on the legal end, that's what should be done. Okay. And very possibly will get done. On the practical individual end, it's a whole different story. Here you're talking about, when we talk about sovereignty, the word sovereign means supreme ruler. So either you are the ruler of your life or somebody else's. This is not rocket science, okay? It's one or the other. It's A or B. If you accept that somebody else is the ruler of your life, then you're a slave and you need to do what you're told. If you stand on the principle that you are the ruler of your life, then you are endowed by your creator. And how many of you were created by government? Then you didn't get your rights from the government. You were endowed by your creator with certain unalienable, meaning permanent, rights. These are fundamental. They're as much a part of you as your arms and legs. You can lose your arms and legs. You can't lose your rights. Okay. So you have a right to defend your life. You have a right, in the process of defending your life, to keep and bear firearms for that purpose. Absolute right. If the government says they have the right to come in and take those weapons, you have the right to say no. You have the right to you know, always have the right to say, these are mine, unless you go through due process, I'm not giving them up. Now, that may put the government agents, in this case the police, in a position where they need to violate the law in order to go after you. But ultimately, you get to defend your rights. Now, unfortunately, that, you know, when you have a bunch of murderous thugs running around, that's going to get some people killed. That's why I say there is a war going on for our freedom. But that's the short answer to the practical consideration of a law like this. Basically, you're either going to accept the law or you're not. If you accept it, fine, don't complain. If you don't accept it, ultimately, you have to stand for your rights. Ultimately, if someone tries to violate them, it's up to you to defend them. That can be risky. That can be dangerous. That's why I call it a war for freedom.
Let me tell you a little bit about a conversation I had with a police acquaintance of mine. I told him about this situation, and I said, there you go, one of your brethren violating Americans' rights. And he came back with, kind of along with what you expect, but he said, look, he had a legal warrant, and I immediately challenged that, you know, but putting that aside, it's not legal, but anyway, putting that aside, he said, if we don't enforce a court-ordered warrant, then we can be prosecuted. So the police have been put in a situation where if they don't do what the judge says, then they can be prosecuted. Now, dissecting or diverging off this conversation, but I contrast that when the governor in Florida told the police in Broward County to seize all ballots so they can be counted and properly tallied, the police there refused that law. Now that is a lawful order. So I don't. Are we to the point? Are we getting to the point? Are we to the point where being free is now a matter of life? You have to put your life on the line to do it? I mean, it's almost like we're getting to that point, and it bothers me.
Well, and the truth of the matter is, we've always been at that point. I mean, you know, the founding fathers, who, by the way, represented maybe 3% of the population, most people didn't want to fight to be free. Okay? Remember that.
That's important.
But even back then, what were they doing? They were going up against their government, and a lot of them died. You know, and many of them did not die as heroes. We regard many of them as heroes today. Back then, they didn't. Some of them were, you know, chased down, them and their families, you know, and just, you know, eliminated. I mean, you know, their houses destroyed, their property destroyed. I mean, you know, that's what happens when you go up against a criminal government, when you go up against a tyrant. And today's tyrants only differ in terms of their technology. So when it comes to your freedom, you're up against a tyrant, because only a tyrant would try and deprive you of your God-given rights.
Let's, there's the music, there's a break, and let's, on the other side, you know, people at home are probably swallowing this like, oh my God, what am I getting into here? Let's give people some hope. Let's back away from it and try to, give people a little more hope here and what they can do to deal with it in their life. That's important. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. FreedomRadio.us is Brent's website.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices,
And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Talking to Brent Johnson from freedomradio.us. His phone number, if you want to call him directly or his office directly, 888-385-FREE, 888-385-3733, or FREE, F-R-E-E, 385-FREE, 888-385-FREE is the phone number. Website, freedomradio.us. You can learn quite a bit there, even if you don't agree with everything Brent says, or this sounds new, or this sounds crazy, or you don't want any part of it. It's important that you hear this discussion and this information at least gets into your consciousness and that you consider. I feel it is. So let's continue talking to Brent. Brent, you wanted to respond to kind of how we ended there before the break.
Yeah, I did. You made a comment about how people at home must be wondering, oh, my God, what are we getting into here? I want you to understand that the first thing that you have to do in any situation is see your environment for what it is. If you don't see your environment for what it is, you're not going to accomplish whatever you're trying to accomplish. Okay? So all I'm trying to do is to give you a clear picture of the way it is, not the way you'd like it to be. Okay? I know you'd like it to be a sunny day all the time, metaphorically. Okay? It's not. We live literally in an authoritarian dictatorship. Literally. And frankly, many, many, many countries around the world live that way. Because that's what government does by nature. It seeks to control. Okay? And controlling, what if I don't want to be controlled? Okay? That's the issue here. So, we live in a dangerous time. Okay? Because, essentially, the people like me are willing to stand and fight for our freedom, like the people in 1776. Okay? We fight for our freedom. Okay? The people in government seek to deprive us of that freedom. There's the conflict. And you can't say it's not a war because people are dying over it. You know, it's just situation in Maryland that you mentioned. So all I'm saying is I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm simply trying to give you a picture of the way it is to put you in a better position to make decisions for yourself that will hopefully lead to your happiness.
Absolutely. Let me be clear, at least from the power. We're not advocating. Please do not get the impression. I don't want to get emails about we're advocating you go pick up a gun and start shooting somebody. That's not. No. But it's very important that you understand where we're at. I think the last point that you brought up, the last little segment there, there's a conflict between who you are, at least under the Declaration of Independence. You know, you can characterize yourself however you want to. The Declaration of Independence characterizes you a certain way. There is an obvious conflict between that characterization and what we're seeing in government now. Jordan Maxwell, I think it was on, was it last week? He said, for those of you who think that there isn't a problem in our government, have never had a conflict with it. Once you have a conflict with it, you know exactly what this government is. Comment on those two things, please,
well,
Brent.
Frankly, I don't see any discrepancy. I see exactly what was in the Declaration is what's happening. One of the early sections of the Declaration says, when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new programs for their future security and happiness. That last part I paraphrase.
Let me interject here.
Usurpations, that's what's going on. What you talked about in Maryland, that's a usurpation. Usurpation is the claim of authority where it doesn't exist. Anything that the government does that is not authorized in the Constitution is a usurpation. Anything.
All right, let me interject from what you just said. I can hear people saying right now, Brent, it's not that bad. I just live my life. I go to work or I'm retired or what have you. My life's pretty good. I go watch my grandchildren play baseball. What are you talking about, Brent? We don't live in Venezuela.
That's not a problem. That's what most of the people in 1776 said. Okay, 97% of the people, not really, probably about 77%. The other 20%, a bunch of them were, the tyrants.
Sympathetic
and a bunch
to the
of
cause.
Them, yeah, were maybe sympathetic to the cause. Probably more like 87%, with 10% out there. But the point is, most people, vast majority, would say exactly that. And that's the same thing today. That's why, I talked to you earlier, Daniel, about the character of a freedom lover. See, me, I have a passion for freedom. Okay? I love the fact that God has given me freedom. Okay? And I would do anything for that. What do you value the most in life? Doesn't matter what it is. Could be a piece of property. It could be your children. It could be anything at all. What do you value most in life? And what would you do to protect and defend that thing or person? And what wouldn't you do to protect and preserve that thing or that person? Now, for me, I value liberty, freedom, more than anything. Okay, you might even say your children, but you know, if your children are not free, if you don't value freedom, what of value do you have to leave to your children? If you don't set a standard for being free, I don't want my children growing up as slaves. So the most important thing to me is freedom. And what would I do? I would do anything. You know, except I wouldn't murder. I wouldn't, you know, I would violate fundamental principles. But I would.
All right, let me ask you this. We just have a minute or so before the break. We'll get into this on the other side. The question then becomes, well, one, it's not so bad. My life is fine. Or then two, if I start to believe what you're saying, how did we get here? I thought we're the country of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. How did we get here? That's really the question, isn't it?
And we are, the Declaration is very clear. You're endowed by your Creator with certain rights: life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. Okay, those are yours. Like I said earlier, they're more a part of you than your arms and legs. You can lose your arms and legs, you can't lose your rights. But you have the right to waive your rights. Rights are just a tool. That's all. They're a very important and valuable tool, but they're only a tool. And you have the right, and even the Constitution says the government shall not interfere with the right of contract. You have the right to enter a contract with anybody who is consenting, okay, including a contract where you waive your rights. I'm willing to take the tools that are my rights and put them up on a shelf and not use them in exchange for, fill in the blank, eligibility for welfare, food stamps, unemployment insurance, small business loans, Social Security. Let the government take care of me, and I will waive my rights. That's how we got that way.
Well, that's important. Let's expand upon that on the other side of the break. We're talking to Brent Johnson, freedomradio.us. Ladies and gentlemen, if you maybe these things don't resonate with you or they don't enliven you, I believe, please continue to listen. It's very important that you at least are aware of these discussions and these topics.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.